Welcome! It is Lunchtime Movie Critics, where we watch them so you don't have to. Today, it's my pick, and to correspond with Thanksgiving, I chose Paul Blart's Mall Cop.
Which is super tightly related to Thanksgiving.
Very tightly related to Thanksgiving, as they eat a Thanksgiving dinner, and then he saves the day on Black Friday. Because what's more Thanksgiving than Black Friday?
Right, right. I agree.
You know, I mean, we spend the whole day being thankful for the stuff we have and then go spend money and for things we don't need.
Eat people up to get to it.
Right.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is probably the highest quality movie we will ever watch, at least so far.
Maybe, yeah.
You know, like, the introduction itself was, it's like, super fancy compared to the cheesy introductions we've had before.
That
I don't know.
True.
Monster Squad was a good pick.
This definitely had the biggest name actor.
Oh, yeah, for
sure.
Well,
and Cary Grant.
Well, yeah, that's true. Because Cary Grant still is pretty...
Currently, a biggest name currently relevant.
And alive.
And alive. There you go.
Cary Grant is not alive. Anyway, so many people have watched Paul Blart Mall Cop. I just want to point out that his mustache is my favorite. And I think only, this another thing I wanted to say is that I think only Kevin James could play this role. I think this is like a role that I don't know if even like Jim Gaffigan could have pulled this role off.
Carrot Top?
No, because he's annoying.
Yeah, he's gross and
he's
scary.
He's so gross.
Sorry,
and
Carrot
annoying.
Top.
No, not into Carrot Top. But as out of like the stand-up comedians that you can think of who could play this role any better than Kevin James.
Right, right. He's our, I feel like he's kind of our current comedian who is like sort of the slapstick comedy. You know, like John Ritter in the, you know, 70s and 80s, you know, did the falling all over himself kind of thing. Kevin James is the only actor I can think of right now that we have currently that does that.
Is that physical
of
a comedian. Even his stand-up is...
I don't think I've ever seen his stand-up.
You should watch his stand-up.
Okay.
Never Don't Give Up is my favorite stand-up special from him, and it's on Netflix. But anyway, Paul Blart Mall Cop, it's on Netflix, or you can rent it on Amazon Prime and other places. So in the very beginning of the movie, he is trying out for the New Jersey...
State Troopers?
State Troopers, I thought. I didn't write that part down.
He said it later that... It was State Troopers, but I don't think I realized that at the beginning.
Yeah.
That it was just like the police academy or something.
Yeah. He's trying to like pass the test, and he wrote past the written portion. Now he's trying to do the physical portion. And you see him, he's chewing some gum before, and then he goes through it, and you're like, man, this guy's rocking this.
Mm-hmm.
This big man, because he's not little. We all know that.
Like,
Kevin James is notorious for his size.
He killed those tires.
He killed those tires and that balance beam and that wall. And then he falls asleep 1 foot before the finish line. Like, he face plants into the ground and slides on the grass and does not cross the finish line.
Because of a big problem plaguing this country. I'm kidding, I don't know. Hypoglycemia.
Yeah. And so that night at dinner...
He has to have sugar in his body at all times.
Well, my favorite quote, I wrote this down, is, "We all have our crosses to bear, sweetheart. Mine is named hypoglycemia." Oh, good. And his mom offers him pie, and he's like, yes.
No, actually, no, he said no. He's like, no. I'm not going to have pie. I'm kidding. Bring the pie right now.
Bring the pie right now. And then he takes the peanut butter and spreads it on the pie, and
which
he
I
says...
that was weird. I've never seen anybody do that.
And he goes, peanut butter, it just fills the cracks of the heart. You're just like, oh.
That was a great pie. Poor Kevin James.
Poor Kevin James.
He does sound kind of pathetic up to this point.
Right? Yeah. So they sign him up for online dating.
Right, right.
And they're like, well, what do you want to say about yourself? And he goes, well, I know a lot about sharks.
That's right. I would just say, like, just before that, when they're talking about his daughter's mom, his ex-wife.
Oh, yes.
And she was an illegal immigrant from Mexico. And... I thought it was really cute, like, where they were, you know, kind of making some, you know, not really bad comments, but just like, you know, she used you, that kind of thing. And he was still like defending her. Right. I thought that was really sweet.
It was really sweet. Yeah. You could tell he really loved her, right, even though she tricked him.
Right.
And
right.
He's like, we did have some good times before.
Before she tricked me.
Tricked me.
Yeah.
I thought it was really cute that he made that Segway montage video. His mom was like,
was great.
Don't worry, dear. We'll edit out the sweaty parts.
He was like,
oh, okay.
It was him, like, rocking the Segway.
Yeah, totally, like, spinning around.
Doing tricks.
And I've never ridden on a Segway. They kind of scare me a little.
No.
I feel like I would fall off.
I don't think they're made for stunt riding.
No.
Yeah.
Probably not. And then we go into, he's on his way to work, and he leaves his garage on a Segway, and a dog starts chasing him, and he hits the dog.
That is kind of funny. Like, I thought to myself when he leaves the garage, like, the garage door opens, and he comes out looking kind of tough
right.
on his Segway in his uniform. And I was thinking, he doesn't even own a car, does he?
No, he just owns a Segway.
Yeah.
And he has a spare one in his garage.
Oh, did he?
I noticed that when the garage came up, he had another one on the side.
That's funny. I did not notice that.
So it's a two Segway garage.
Wow. They're a two Segway family.
I guess.
That's crazy. I didn't notice that.
And speaking of Segway, him riding around the mall, he like helps people along the way.
Yeah, it was, it was really over the top. Like,
oh, yeah.
How he's like literally a mall cop, because he's
yes.
like, you know, a guy, like an old guy on a scooter, like a motorized,
tries to like pull him over.
Yeah, he tries to pull the guy over because he's going too fast, and
mm-hmm.
the guy doesn't, you know, he's like, you gotta be kidding me, right?
And right.
he just basically takes off pulling Kevin James behind him for a few feet. And
so we love Kevin James. He can pull off the physical comedy.
Right, right.
And it's
right.
not in a like Three Stooges poke you in the eye.
Yeah, I guess that's
way.
Not really slapstick. It's just physical.
It's just really comedy. Physical.
Yeah.
But I did like the time when he's staring at the young girl
mm-hmm.
That he has a crush on,
right.
this lady, and she works at Unbelievable.
Right. Which is like, it's a mall, so it's like one of those little kiosk stands.
Right. This little
Unbelievable, if you didn't catch that.
Yeah, she's doing like the hair extensions, right. the like, you know, clip-in color pieces and stuff like that. And the actress's name, you just...
Jayma Mays.
Jayma Mays. And she looks like a Disney princess.
Yes. And noted, I think probably her most known roles were this one and the Smurfs movies.
No way.
Yeah.
She was in the Smurfs movies?
Alongside Neil Patrick Harris.
And I thought, wasn't Zooey Deschanel in there? Too? No.
The Smurf movies?
No, bro. She was in Trolls. She was in... Yeah. Oh. She voiced a troll. Sorry.
Like
sidetrack.
Silence. Oh, yeah. You're right. Yeah. I had to, like, mental Rolodex. Trolls? Yeah, I got you.
Right. She voiced one of the trolls.
Yes.
Anyway. I love Zooey D.
Me too.
She's great. So, one thing that I was saying was that, you know, he's watching her... And he's riding a Segway, and he face plants into a van.
Right.
And then later right. on, she's like, didn't you run into that van over there?
He's like, doesn't he say something when he hits it? Like, that's not
supposed to be there.
Yeah. That was cute.
So funny. Anyway, did you know that the jerky security guard that, like...
Yeah.
You know he's Sammy in The Wedding Singer?
He is.
And...
Here's... So this
a
movie,
lot of Adam Sandler movies.
Right. Because this movie was produced by Adam Sandler by,
yes.
What's it called? Happy,
Happy
Madison.
Happy Madison.
Yeah. So he's one of the people who's been in like every Adam Sandler.
Yes. But I love him as Sammy.
And what, like, was that in? The Wedding Singer?
That's The Wedding
oh,
Singer.
Okay.
He's the limo driver.
Okay.
And he like opens up to him about stuff.
That movie
anyway,
well.
He is really, it's good.
I loved him in, we're totally getting off topic.
Yes.
But I loved him in Grandma's Boy.
I don't think I ever watched that
which
one.
Which has some really inappropriate parts. Because it's all about marijuana. But it is really funny.
So, Sammy, I mentioned that because mm-hmm. he goes to check in with the other guard. And he's just like, just so you know, I'm with the kiosk. And he goes, why do I care?
Yeah, he's all just professional about his job, and these other people just don't really care.
Yeah. And so he's really jerky about it. And then he's like, they need you in Victoria's Secret. And it's the larger lady and another lady arguing over a push-up bra.
We should also state that, like, at this, before this, right before this, mm-hmm. he's been tasked with sort of letting a new guy shadow him.
Oh, yes. He's training.
So he's got this new younger guy that's kind of shadowing him as he goes about his business.
Right. I forgot to make a note about that. Mm-hmm. Vec is his name.
Vec.
Yeah. Vec. It's a weird name.
Sounds like a last name.
Right. Maybe it is.
It's not supposed to be.
No, because
his
not
name is
to be.
Vec something. I don't
something
know
else.
Name,
right. But... You're right.
Yeah.
Anyway, Victoria's Secret scene. And she throws down her Coke and he goes, waterproof shoes, baggies on the socks. The
not
same
my first
way.
Rodeo. Yeah.
Thought that was great. And then he like pulls her aside and talks about eating healthy and stuff. And he goes, P.S. Your skin's gonna clear up.
Oh my gosh. So these two women are like arguing over the last of this bra or something at Victoria's Secret. And one of them is a little heavier. And so he kind of pulls her aside, trying to get her to sort of back down on the argument. But he's talking to her about her weight. And
it's terrible.
Yeah,
it's
trying to, like, idea. You know, identify with her. Because he's a large guy, you know. But she's very offended. And she beats the tar out of him.
Yes. Yeah. And the guy that he's training just stands there.
Yeah,
and
at one point
he's like,
back
up!
Back up! Back up! And Vec just watches. Yeah.
Yep.
So I love the scene right after that when they're on the segways going down the hallway, like in the basement or whatever.
Right.
And he's like, he's got like toilet paper up his nose to stop the bleeding. He's completely beat up.
His tie is shoved into his pocket.
And he just, the only thing he says in that scene is, he goes, I know you're new and all, but I think the term backup is pretty universal. Which I thought was really funny. Obviously the other guy did not care.
Nope, did not care. So then he escorts the unbelievable
girl.
Her name is Amy, as we find out.
Right.
And he escorts her to her car by letting her ride on his Segway. And then there's this whole montage of where they're like having fun.
Yeah, it's like in slow motion. Her hair is blowing in the breeze. And they're riding in the mall.
In the mall.
And her hair is blowing, and you can see him behind, kind of like, you know, looking and smiling at her. And but it's cute. The line right before she actually gets on it, she says like, well, couldn't you get fired for doing that? And he's like, well, yeah, actually. And she's like, okay. So it's like this, he's willing to take a risk for her.
Right.
So, you know, she's
it's
like,
really
okay.
It's really cute. And then she does ask, is it safe? And he goes, that's you'll be as safe as the president.
Yeah. So, like, I wouldn't suggest this of an untrained rider, but with me, you'll be safe as the president. Yeah.
So later that night, they go to American Joe's, which I'd never heard of that place.
It doesn't really exist, I don't think. I looked it up, and Joe's American is a place. So I think this is just supposed to be...
Because I figured they did that with some of those, like, mall stores and stuff, except for, like, the rainforest.
Since you mentioned mall stores, can I mention one of the weirdest things that stuck out to me about one of the stores?
Yes, please do.
One of the stores that you see the sign on the outside is Legal Seafood.
I never noticed that.
You see it several times, and I'm like, Legal Seafood. Why would it be called Legal Seafood? What an odd name.
Right?
Yeah.
And as a detective or anything, wouldn't you go...
Yeah, that seems a little sketchy. But yeah, what an odd name.
Right. So they, like, everyone that works at the mall is going to American Joe's that night, and... He doesn't really directly get invited by the jerky pen salesman, I forget his name, but Amy invites him.
Right.
And so he comes, and right before he goes over to her table, he pulls out a pack of gum and pops each one out of the Lister pack and shoves it in his mouth.
And he walks in a leather jacket that is completely covered in grommets, like little metal grommets.
Like,
and you're like, that coat wouldn't really exist in real life. Like, you think that he wore it to look cool, but there's no way that's cool. You know, it just, so he takes it off immediately. And,
right.
Yeah. And pops all of the gum.
Yeah, pops all of the gum and throws it in his mouth. Yeah. Well, he goes up to Amy and the jerky pen salesman is like, go buy yourself a fruity girl drink or whatever.
Right.
So she goes off to buy a drink and he starts bullying him.
And saying like you might as well just give up on her because we're basically already together.
Yeah.
He's such a jerk.
He is. Yeah. He's such a jerk. And then his trainee security guard comes up and starts talking like...
And telling him off.
Yeah. And the jerky pin salesman, I wrote this down, he goes, I just bought a Camry, so you can eat me. I know. I'm like...
Like the security guard is like,
okay,
who are you? You're just a pen salesman. And right. He's like, well, I just bought a Camry, so...
You can eat me.
Yeah.
All like, right.
Wow, a Camry.
Alright. Paul Blart gets into a nacho eating contest.
Right.
And the peppers are too hot. Mm-hmm. So he drinks like a pitcher of margarita.
Well, he thinks it's lemonade.
Right.
And he, after the second glass, he's like, this lemonade's insane! Or something like that.
Yeah.
And somebody says, well, that's because it's a margarita. And he doesn't drink, so his tolerance is really low. And
he makes poor choices.
Very poor choices, yeah, yeah.
Including the very next day or something, he like leans forward and his daughter is like, what is that?
Oh gosh. Yeah. And he's got a tattoo on the small of his back.
Loch Ness Monster.
Yeah. And every time you catch one of those things from this point on, he's like, I don't drink.
Yeah.
So yeah, so, American Joe's situation doesn't go well for him. No. He embarrasses himself in front of Amy, and he feels terrible again.
Yep.
Common theme of this movie.
Yep, just kind of down in the dumps and discouraged and stuff like that. Well, the next day is Black Friday. It shows you Thanksgiving.
Right.
And that's when you see the Loch Ness Monster.
Right.
And then that next morning is Black Friday. So he's working all day that day, and... crazy, and then that night he goes to close up the arcade,
and this would probably be a good place for a break.
Okay,
and we're back.
All right, so Black Friday, he goes to close up the arcade and he decides to play a game. Well, he does the running one.
That was weird. Like, I've never seen a game like that in my life.
And he just can't run.
No, because it's actually running on a treadmill. It's trying to run and do hurdles, like Olympic, you know, running with hurdles. And he's a big guy, and he's running on this treadmill. And he fails.
Yep, fails miserably. So he does Guitar Hero.
Yes. And it's not just Guitar Hero. I feel like it's like Band Hero, because he's got...
Oh, he's got the mic.
He's got the microphone, too.
It would be Band
Hero. And what's the song he's doing?
Oh, I didn't write that down.
Oh, I can't remember.
Some good classic rock in this movie, though.
Yeah, oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah, some good classic rock songs. But while he's doing that, this gang comes in and shuts down the mall. Kicks everyone out and forces everyone out. And he doesn't know what's going on because he's playing.
He's locked inside the arcade facing opposite the door. And did you notice that there were people banging on the arcade door trying to get him to help? I didn't notice that the first, because I watched the first half once and then I watched the whole movie a separate time. And I didn't catch it the first time, but the second time.
They're all like, hey!
And he's just rocking out. Yeah.
Yes. So he's distracted.
Right.
And plot twist, Vec, the training security guard, is the leader of the gang.
What?
Oh. And yeah. Oh, before this, I forgot to mention that Paul does not have a phone, and so he borrows one from the phone kiosk guy.
Right.
And his daughter,
VJ was his name.
Yes, and his daughter got into trouble, so she took away his phone. Well,
yeah.
Paiute.
I love him. He's so funny.
He's so funny.
He's the ex-boyfriend.
And
he's
the young lady.
And they're Indian. The cell phone guy and the daughter and the boyfriend, ex-boyfriend, are Indian.
Pahud? I think that's how...
So that's what it is. I love that scene that you're coming up to where he calls the ex-girlfriend's phone.
Yep.
And he knows it's not her. And you don't know why at first, but he knows it's someone else answering. And so Paul answers the phone, and he's like, does she make you feel alive.
Which he's is like, so
great.
What?
With his great accent and everything.
Yes.
And he's like, I can't remember the girl's name, but
I can't either.
But Paul explains to him, like, hey, alright, I see what's going on. You're Bahood, and the girl's dad, like, she's in trouble, so he let me use her phone temporarily. So he kind of starts telling him
what's going on.
A little bit about what's going on in his life, not what's going on at the mall. We don't know anything about that yet.
Right. This is before they take over the mall.
Right before.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, after they take over the mall, Pahood calls him.
Right.
He's like, right when it's being taken over. And so, like, he starts having this heartfelt conversation with Pahood.
Right.
And he becomes a wise man to Pahood. And Pahood's like, you're my homeboy now.
Yeah. 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 Oh, and he makes a comment that he knows. He says, like, well, you're at the mall, so why don't you go do this? And he's like, how do you know I'm at the mall? And he says, don't judge me, Paul Blart. But I have tracking software on her phone.
Yes.
So he knows where he is.
He's got the GPS on her phone.
So
so anyway, after the conversation with Bahood, he goes out and he's like, huh, closing time already.
Yeah, like he didn't realize he'd spent that much time in the arcade.
In the arcade. But, yeah. So everyone's gone and he's walking around, but then he sees some of the gang and he's like, this is not happening. This is not happening.
Right, yeah, he runs into somebody and says, like, excuse me, sir, the mall is closed. I can help you find your way to an exit. And then somebody comes up with a gun, and he's like, oh, my gosh, oh, my gosh. And, like, speeds off on his Segway.
Yeah.
And outruns them on his Segway and gets through a door, and they'll follow him. I don't know. Whatever.
And so he stops, and he gets out of sight of those guys, and he goes, what are you trained to do?
Nothing.
Nothing.
And then they have a credo that's like observe, deter, report, something like
right.
that.
Observe, yeah, something like that.
Deter, I thought was funny.
Yes. Yeah. But one of my things that I liked was don't die, don't die, don't pee, don't pee.
That was hilarious.
Oh, I should mention Wayne is sick.
Oh yeah, I have a bit of a cold, so.
Oh, fall.
I don't sound like me.
And anyway, and then he calls, no, he's on his walkie-talkie.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And they're, like, communicating with him and stuff like that. And his boss...
Communicating with the police that are outside.
Sorry,
because by this point, they know there's hostages, which, of course, Penn Salesman and Amy are hostages.
Mm-hmm. Along with the hot sauce man.
Right.
I forget his name.
Yeah.
But he is wearing the shirt with flames.
He's hilarious. I have one line that I want to talk about later that he says that I love.
And he gives some hot sauce to Paul Blart earlier.
Right, that was called Devil's Crotch.
Yes.
Yeah.
Feel the burn.
Right.
So he's on the walkie-talkie with his boss, and he goes, I swore an oath. And the boss is
to
going...
To protect this mall.
Right.
Yeah.
What oath? We don't have an oath.
Well, I kind of wrote one. Kind of wrote my own.
And then he goes, let's face it, son, you present a huge target.
That's right.
I love that line.
Like, because they're trying to talk him into just coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when he says that.
He comes out and sees Amy's car.
Right.
And then goes back in. And
right.
So he's got to save the day. And so he's talking to his boss. Anyway, then he gets spotted by some of the gang members. And he goes into a store.
Mm-hmm.
And he's hanging from the ducts.
Can I just say that from this point on, the movie is pretty much like the best Christmas movie ever of all time, Die Hard.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's totally Die Hard.
It's totally Die Hard,
yeah.
Including the duct scene
that I'm about to talk
about.
Exactly. That's what made me think of it.
Yes, same. So I thought of Die Hard as well.
Mm-hmm.
I also thought of Lego Movie 2, which I'm going to just quick little reference in there. Bruce Willis is in that movie.
Is he?
Yes. And she's crawling through ducts, and she runs into Bruce Willis.
Oh, that's right.
And he goes, I spend a lot of time in ducts.
That's right.
I do have a home.
Like Lego Bruce Willis. That's right.
Yes, Lego Bruce Willis is in that movie. But that was just a side note. So his legs are dangling out of the ductwork.
And the reason for that is because apparently that's part of the
aesthetic.
Store's decoration is these legs hanging out from the
ceiling. Because I think it's a Levi's store or something, or like
make more sense.
A clothing store where there's jeans.
I was confused by the
so anyway, he's hanging out of the ducts and his stomach starts growling. And he goes, oh, I missed lunch.
And there's two henchmen right below him.
Yep. So they get some sort of weapon. They're trying to get him down. Mm-hmm. And then he falls down with the ductwork off the ceiling. Takes out
the woman.
Knocking out the woman. And he tells his boss,
"That was so
funny. One down. I want the record to state that I did not hit a woman.
I put my weight on her.
And,
and
goes,
the boss is like, "Oh, Paul.
Oh, Paul."
And he's like, "She's okay."
Right. So then he's trying to sneak around the mall, trying to find the other henchmen. And he does the classic scene of him sliding and not quite making it.
And then scooching his way. Yeah.
Through. So I called it the slide and scooch.
That's good.
It's a good, scene. But anyway, that part made me feel like if I were trying to be a spy, I would be very much like Paul Blart. Like a regular person, but spoiler alert, he is successful in stopping everyone. I don't think I would be successful.
Oh, I is the magic.
Like if
of
somebody
movies,
was trying to take over the college.
I know where the exits are.
Yes.
Right?
Run away.
Run away. Yeah.
So then he's like, there's a few other scenes where he's trying to get all those henchmen and stuff like that. But then he gets to the bank and he's trying to be sneaky and get a closer look at the bank.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets to where the teller line is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought that was weird. I know what you're he goes through the whole line, like zigzags through.
Right. And his shoes are squeaking like nobody heard him.
Right. But then on his way out, he just flips up the dividers as he runs through.
Right.
And then they see him.
Right.
Yeah.
It was, I thought that scene was really funny though. Because as he's like in this position and scooching through, just trying to be all so a guy chases him into the spray tan booth.
Right.
And locks him in there and starts the spray tan. And so he ends up very dirty, like Die Hard.
Right.
And just progressively more.
I feel like
Rambo
the writers
feeling.
Were planning, like probably following Die Hard in a way.
In a way. Mixed with Rambo towards the end, I think, with the Rainforest Cafe.
So, oh, sure, sure.
Yeah.
I get that.
So,
anyway. Oh, and we should also say that Amy has her cell phone during this whole thing, even though all the bad guys took away everybody's cell phone. She said
hers.
She didn't have one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so one of my favorite lines from The Henchman is, "Time for some big game hunting."
Oh, that's right. That's right.
And then he's chasing him and skateboards through an elevator, like the glass elevator. And I'm pretty sure he couldn't do that.
Probably not. But the bad guys, the henchmen in this, are like extreme sports people.
Right. They're all
like
BMX bikers.
Skateboarders,
parkours.
Able to, like, jump multiple levels in the mall on their bike and things like that.
Yeah. So then they're outside on the roof. This is like skipping a few scenes. And they're fighting on that. And he's like skateboards from one roof
not
to
Kevin
another.
James, the henchman.
No, sorry.
He's on his Segway.
He's on his Segway, though.
Yeah.
So he does the same thing on his Segway.
And totally nails it.
And takes the guy out, and they land in the ball pit. And my favorite part is when, like, the balls start rumbling, and, like,
he comes
just
out
comes
on the Segway.
Out holding his Segway.
Now, so what's weird about that is there's a continuity problem there.
Yeah.
Where he hits the glass on the ceiling,
uh-huh.
and he goes over the Segway with the guy through the glass into the ball pit.
Mm-hmm.
Theoretically, if the Segway were going to be in there, it was going to fall on top of them.
Yep.
But somehow it rumbles and he comes out on the Segway.
Right. It makes it funny, but yes, there's a lot of continuity problems with this.
Yeah.
And then he headbutts him and says, "Nobody wins with a headbutt."
Yeah, because he's like in pain too. He's like, yeah, nobody wins. So the line that I was talking about with the hot sauce guy that I thought was funny is earlier when Vec talks to the police the first time. His demand.
Happy meal.
Yeah, he says, he's like, "What do you want?" And he says, "You know, a Happy Meal, but not this toy. I want this toy," or whatever. Just being a smart aleck. Well, later then when Vec comes in and almost catches Amy with her phone, he's like, "What are you doing?" You know, because
what are you nodding at?
Yeah,
because
the
like that.
Hot sauce guy was like nodding his head,
mm-hmm.
and he's like, "I was just wondering if you were serious about that Happy Meal." He's a big guy,
yeah.
And he's like, "I was just wondering if you were serious about that Happy Meal." And then he says, it's not common, is it? Like, all sad. It was just really cute.
It was. Yeah. I liked that scene, too. Yeah. It was good. Then his boss that's outside with the police army.
Right.
Well, the SWAT team shows up and takes control, and the police captain that's there is starting to get run over by this SWAT team. Mm-hmm. And apparently his boss was writing down comebacks.
Oh my gosh, that was so funny.
And he gives them to the police chief, and
They're like classic comebacks. Yeah. Like, I'm rubber, you're glue.
Yes. Yeah. And one of them was, you in what army? And the guy goes, what's wrong with that? And he goes, he has an army.
It was really cute. I thought the boss was kind of bumbling too, and it was like Kevin James.
And so it was cute. So Kevin James, he's on a roll. He's gotten a few of the henchmen at this point, knocked him out, and he's collecting these credit card machine codes.
That's what the bad guys are doing. Yeah. Yeah.
And so he is collecting them as well, storing them into his phone. So then so
maybe
he
to use his leverage or something?
I don't know.
Okay.
Like, why he was doing it. He was just taking him off.
Okay.
Well, then he plans this whole thing in the Rainforest Cafe.
Right. It's very, like, Home Alone.
Yes.
He sets up booby traps and stuff.
Much like Home Alone, he sets up booby traps and everything. And
probably had a note that said that, didn't I?
You didn't write your notes down, and I'm, like, still a little sad that I'm the only one going off of notes here.
I remember it well.
You're doing well. Thank you. So, anyway, he's starting to instigate with Beck now about, you know, meeting him in his place of preference.
Right.
Well, then his hypoglycemia hits, and he starts mumbling his words, and then he passes out, hits his head on the desk, and falls to the ground. Mm-hmm. When he comes to, there is a piece of candy. It's a sucker.
Covered in gross. And,
I couldn't, like, that is so gross.
But he needs the sugar.
He needs the sugar to go, because he always has to have sugar in his body. So he crunches the candy, and he gets up, and it has, like, this renewed energy.
All of a sudden,
yeah, suddenly, like, it hits your bloodstream that quickly. Mm-hmm. It was just so gross. So
I had to imagine it was just like coconut and cookie crumbs on it instead of like, because that's what it kind of looked like.
It did.
Even though it was dirt, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. He blew on it before he like.
Which nothing came off. He's like. And, yeah, it was really
then sad. He's like, I'm going to meet you on the corner of Neh and Ver. Did you get that?
Pretty much
never.
All of the jokes from Kevin James are like dad jokes.
So. They're totally dad jokes, which is great. So after the whole like Rainforest Cafe thing, and he doesn't get Vec, he distracts Vec and goes to get the hostages and try to get them out. And they're trying to get the large hot sauce man out using a rope.
Through the roof. Through like, the pulling roof him up tiles. Through the ceiling,
And then they all fall through the roof tiles, one at a time. And I thought that was so funny.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, I think this movie is hilarious. So cheesy,
so fun. Finally, like, so they all fall, and there's, he distracts Vec somehow, grabs this bottle of hot sauce,
throws the phone at him, and Vec catches the phone.
Oh, right.
And so Beck's not looking.
Right, that's right. So then he grabs this bottle of hot sauce out of, like, a holster or something. Yeah. Unscrews the top and like splashes two drops of sauce that hit Vec in the eye.
Yeah.
Perfect moment to like go tackle him.
And they're all like, go!
And he just stands there. And then when Vec gets the sauce out of his eye and puts the gun up again, he's like, I should have capitalized on that.
Probably should have capitalized on that. Yeah. That was funny. And then he gets in the minivan to chase Vec. Vec takes Amy.
Right.
And his Paul's daughter.
Who showed up later. We don't have to go into detail about that. Yeah.
Takes him into a van, starts leaving. He gets in the minivan that he faceplants into earlier.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah.
And goes through a store called Janet's Closet.
Oh, I didn't notice that. That he drives out of? Is that
the one? Drives out of, breaking all the windows.
Right.
Still has the bow on the front of it. The SWAT guy's trying to communicate to him, and he's trying to roll down the window.
Right.
Can't roll down the window.
He's rolling down all the other windows or something. Yeah.
And then he goes around to get in, the SWAT guy does, and Paul Dart can't unlock the door.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And then they're chasing him. So Paul Dart and the SWAT guy switch seats. Paul climbs up onto the roof and tries to jump onto the other van. Uh-huh. And misses.
Right.
In Paul Dart fashion. And then he's running and falls while running. And I just really personally related to all of that. Like, I would totally fall while running. In fact, I have.
If I were running that fast, you were trying to catch a truck or something, yeah, I would too.
So we're nearing the end of the movie.
Right.
He confronts Vec, and they're fighting, and he falls to the ground, and his shirt is pulled up more.
Right, you can see his whole back.
You can see his whole back.
And somehow, the night he got drunk, he got a whole back piece tattoo.
In like, one night!
Yeah, I don't even know how that would be possible, but...
A lot of hours.
But everybody stops and stares at it, and he just laying there goes,
I don't drink. So then he pretends to have hypoglycemia, falls to the ground, Vec is like, ugh, and he does the leg sweep and just like knocks him down. Then comes another plot twist.
Right. So now Vec is taken out.
Yep.
But the SWAT leader guy who went to school with Paul is really part of this too. Maybe the leader, we're not sure.
Or co-leader. We're not co-leader, something like that. And so, he
sort of takes over.
Kind of taken over. Well, then the police chief, I guess. I don't know what rank he is. But anyway, police chief shows up with Paul Blart's boss. And Paul Blart's boss shoots the SWAT leader.
Yeah, and then is shaking.
Yeah. So the policeman goes over there, arrests him. And his one-liner...
His comeback, finally.
Is, your flight's been canceled.
Because they were trying to get on a plane, like a private jet at the airport. So,
to go to your flight's
been canceled.
Yep. Yeah. And then the boss says, that's better than anything I've got.
Which it was.
It was. So, then they're standing there, and it's a nice ending. All the bad guys have been caught. Like I said before, if I was trying to be a spy... I wouldn't have been this successful. But the daughter looks at her dad and looks at Amy and goes, she doesn't need a green card.
That was great.
That was good. So
then you get the impression that they get together.
He did you not watch the credits?
What?
They get married in the mall and she's on a white Segway.
I didn't watch the credits.
Wayne!
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. But before that, he gives her a birthday card.
Yes, that was great.
Inside it says, you are like a great meal. You make me stuffed with feelings.
Right.
Plus, I don't need to unbutton my pants.
Right.
With Thanksgiving coming near.
Right.
Don't forget those Thanksgiving pants, people.
She makes a comment earlier that her birthday's on Black Friday, and so she probably won't even get a card. So he breaks into the Hallmark store to get her a card. On the Segway. To get her a card. And this is the card that he later gives her at the end.
Yep.
Yeah.
And he gets offered a job at the police department or something like that. And he goes, no.
Yeah, the cop is like, I hear you've been trying to become a state trooper.
Right.
Well, you're welcome to join us kind of thing.
And he goes, no, I'm going to... How did he phrase that? I didn't write it down exactly, but he says, I'm going to keep protecting the people of the West Orange Pavilion Mall.
Right.
So, and that is the end, except for the wedding scene. Except they get married.
It's like Napoleon Dynamite. Married. There's a marriage scene.
Yes. Although that scene is pretty epic. So, yeah. Yep. They get married at the mall. She rides a Segway. It's hilarious.
I did not remember that.
Oh, my goodness. Huh. You need to go watch it now.
From the first time I watched it years ago, but anyway.
Yeah. You got to watch the end credits.
Apparently.
Yeah.
I'll have to go back and watch it. Okay. Well, we've gone over time a little bit.
We have.
I'm probably going to get in trouble. No, I'm just kidding. But our next film is also Nancy's pick.
Yes. Pottersville.
Pottersville, which I have never seen.
A lot of big names in this movie. Newer than Paul Blart Mall Cop.
Mm-hmm.
Stupid. Very stupid.
The only actor I can remember at the moment is Ian McShane.
Michael Shannon.
Michael Shannon, right.
And Judy Greer.
Judy Greer. How did I forget her?
Yes. And yeah. Christina Hendricks.
And I don't even know her. But
you don't know her?
No.
Okay.
That's okay.
Anyway, plays Michael Shannon's wife.
Okay.
In it.
And this is a Christmas-themed movie.
Yes, it is a Christmas movie, technically.
Since we come out with these, like, once a month.
Right, so we're going with a Christmas theme.
Right.
But, anyway, good movie. It was on Netflix last year. Hope it's still there. If not, it's probably on Amazon.
I didn't look yet either.
That's okay. But, you know, we'll find it, and we'll let you guys know with the next episode. So you, if you feel the need to watch any of these movies...
Right.
You can.
And if you don't, because we watch them so you don't have to, that's perfectly exactly. fine too.
So
we give you this half hour synopsis. It's great.
Yeah. Anyway.
All right. So our next episode will probably be like a few days before Christmas. Right?
Slightly before Christmas. Yeah.
Okay. Just because we usually do about the 25th-ish.
About the 25th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
Well, I guess we'll see you next month.
Yeah.
Munchies.
I like that term.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye.